Now, the Irish Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Children, better known as the ISPCC, and they run Childline. And as you all know, Childline is one of the great, great, great services in this country. Any child up to 18 years of age can phone Childline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But this doesn't come cheap. And in fact, Childline, ISPCC, have to fundraise for themselves as well. And with that in mind, I'm joined by Laura Horn, and Laura is campaign manager with ISPCC. Laura, you're most welcome.
Hi, how are you getting on?
Very well, very well. It's lovely to have you on. I was surprised to hear that you have to sort of fundraise so much, up to 75%.
Up to 75% is fundraised by the public, so that's donations, that's holding a fundraiser, a marathon, corporate donations, so on. So we do massively rely on the public's generosity to think of us and to fundraise or donate to us.
Okay. And I mean, are you still as busy as ever here?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So we do receive contact from over 2,000 children every single week. So that's across all 7 hubs. You know, we are based in Cork, Limerick, Dublin, Mayo, Galway and so on. So we could get a range of issues from bullying, mental health, all the way up to abuse in the home. So our volunteers and our staff need to be very equipped for all calls.
Absolutely. And as I say, it is one of the great, great, great services, I must admit. But as we say, it doesn't all come cheap, and it doesn't come, you have to fundraise for it. And with that in mind, you have the Lap and Chat fundraising campaign coming up.
Yes, so our Lap and Chat campaign is really focused on schools, clubs, creches to host a lap and a chat. And really that's us trying to engage with children's mental health. We are a listening service at the end of the day, so we want our fundraising campaigns to really represent that listening element. So we support the schools, clubs and creches when they sign up in terms of we offer school talks so that the kids get more understanding of mental health and well-being. They go for their lap, they pair up with a friend, either on school grounds, around the shopping centre, wherever they might be, whatever suitable for their walk, and they'll chat to their friend about some of their worries and listen to their friend's worries. This sense of listening and walking and talking helps promote the mental and physical health. And then when they come back, they'll get their reflection workbook, which they will kind of diary entry how they felt and reflect on their lap and chat. And all we ask in return is that each child brings in a couple of euros that will go directly to Childline by registering on ispcc.ie.
And that's what they have to do, just to register on ISPCC, and then they will be taken to the events section, is it?
Yeah, so if you go into ispcc.ie and you click events, you'll see lovely Lap and Chat there, and you can just register right there, and we'll be in touch right away to make sure that we support you with school talks and packs and so on. So, you know, you'll be guided the whole way and supported every step.
I know, there could be slight sort of reticence, let's put it that way, with some children and sort of say, it's good to support the ISPCC and Childline, but I don't want to talk about my health. So there might be a little bit of reticence there, may there not be. For some children, like, they'll want to go, they'll want to support, but they won't necessarily want to talk about their own emotions.
Oh yeah, well it's completely open to, you know, their own interpretation. It might be difficult and it might be that they didn't open as much on the lap, but when they come back they might do it in diary entry, so that's kind of getting that second opportunity. But what we've kind of discovered, particularly with talking and chatting, it's a lot easier when you're actually not making that direct eye contact, you're trying to open up with someone. And we also encourage the teachers and caregivers and guardians in these clubs and creches to allow them to pair up with a friend. And worries could be very small or they could be huge worries, you never know, but a lot of time when children share with each other, they realise that they have similar worries, and it can give a sense of resilience and confidence about tackling that issue. And again, they'll have the school talk from ourselves to really understand more that, oh, I didn't maybe open up there on the Lap and Chat, but here's the support line to get on the Childline or to a parent or a teacher about my worries.
Yeah. And is it mainly being organised through schools, or can people sort of just sign up anyway?
Anyone can sign up anyway. It's more targeted, not just schools, but clubs, creches, so any type of group, because just to go on a Lap and Chat. But absolutely anyone. I would encourage particularly parents to host a Lap and Chat with their, you know, their own children and have that little check-in. And, you know, sometimes when you open up your own worries, you know, kids can be a little shocked. I know with my niece, I actually was with her yesterday, and I told her about some of my worries in work and in life, and I could see her not thinking that maybe adults have worries, and then she opened up a little bit with me. So having that time to check in on a lap and a chat is really important.
Absolutely. Or an auntie or an uncle sometimes, you know, sometimes you can get more from a niece or a nephew than you necessarily will from your own children.
Yeah.
It's just the way things are, isn't it? Now, so that's it. They just have to sign up or just go onto the website and sign up for it. And then the other thing is you're not putting a specific date on this. It can be done any time in
March or April.
In
we're
March or
encouraging
April.
People. So it's a kind of a spring appeal. You know, the weather's getting a little bit better. Get out, have a laugh and chat. Just kind of spring.
Look, Laura Horan, thanks a million for that. Your campaign
Thank
manager
so
with the ISPCC. It sounds like a brilliant idea, and I hope loads of people sign up for your Latin lap and chat.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Laura.